welcome to the Entertainment Tiger for the week of January 12th. I am your co-host, Michael Staley, and alongside me is the lovely, talented, and California girl, Melissa Hansen.
I am.
Yep, back in the old neighborhood.
Right.
Right next door to where I used to live.
The best thing is the day I got to California,
yeah,
they had all those earthquakes in Texas.
Oh, that's true. But those were fracking problems, right?
That's one of the...
The theories.
Theories, which it's the one I'm going with, to be honest with you. So I left Texas. I came to California for a little bit, got here, and it's like earthquake central in Texas.
Yeah. Well, and you had just missed a 4.5 in Santa Clarita before you got there. So
either the big one is going to hit one, or...
No, it'll be time to come out with San Andreas, which is the... Dwayne Johnson film about the big earthquake.
So, yeah, I was going to say either that or I'm just missing it everywhere. So one of the two.
Yeah. Well, good. What has your weekend entertainment been like?
Oh, geez, Louise. I watched the Glee season premiere.
See, why do you do that to yourself?
It's the final season and this is it. The torture will be over soon. I don't have to end it myself. It's just ending.
Okay.
So anyhow, it's so bad.
Yeah, of course.
Music and the singing so good, though. But it's ridiculous. Like, the writing's just beyond. I talked about this last season.
Yeah.
Like, nothing made sense, and timelines, like, made no sense whatsoever. And so anyhow, it didn't go over so big with the new kids, because they had split it. Like, the old kids were graduating, and so they followed them to New York, and that was part of the show, and part of the show was the new kids in school.
Well, he was trying to do a spinoff, and Fox didn't buy the spinoff.
Yeah, so he just did part of the episode in New York, part of the episode there. And anyhow, when last we left our heroes, everything was going great. Everybody was going to be rich and famous and blah, blah, wonderful. Well, everything fell apart for, well, most of them.
Okay.
And they all moved back to Lima, Ohio.
And including Diana Agron?
She was in the episode. Now, she's not going to be... Like Quinn and Puck and Mercedes are not going to be in like every episode.
Oh,
I think
okay.
They're going to be recurring, which they were last season any too.
Okay.
So the main storyline is all of the new kids we got to know over the past two seasons,
mm-hmm.
one school year, they're just gone. And then Mr. Shu is coaching Vocal Adrenaline. The Glee Club shut down, but of course, Rachel and Kurt come back and go over Sue's head and piss her off and restart it. So Rachel and Kurt are going to run the Glee Club. Blaine is running Dalton's Glee Club. So this is the setup. So like all of these best friends...
Are going to fight each other for
the... Are now going to be fighting each other because they're going up against each other in Glee Club competition. Yeah, okay. And then there's new kids for the McKinley Glee Club.
Of course there are.
It's Glee Clubs because they have little kids. Why the fuck didn't you just keep kids? Because... It's Glee.
Wow.
And the music's still great.
Yeah.
They did a really, really cool, Take on Me.
Oh, yeah.
And if you remember, the original video was like drawing.
Yeah.
And kind of like they went into drawings and stuff. They did that on the show.
Oh, wow.
It was really pretty cool. I don't know what the budget of this year. They must just be so want to get rid of Ryan. But
well, it's only a half season.
Right, so it's like half a season, but they're letting him do whatever he wants, I think, and like budget-wise.
Well, because he's made them a ton of money on the FX network.
Right, and that's the whole thing. They don't want to piss him off.
Right.
So they're like, fine, whatever.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. And some of the actors I still adore. Like I said, the singing the song, and what's her face that everybody hates? Let It Go.
Yeah.
Michelle did Let It Go, and anyhow, that's still
which
great.
Which is funny because Idina Menzel is her mother on the show.
No. Yes.
Yes.
It's her mother. You're right.
Yep.
And then, you're right. Because then, I got confused because she took Quinn's baby. Anyhow.
Oh, right.
And that's the other bummer. So, like, everybody's kind of coming back.
Yeah.
Brofsky's back. Yay!
Yeah.
But Brian Stokes Mitchell.
Oh.
Who plays one of her fathers.
That's right. Along with Jeff Goldblum.
Right. So Jeff must be whatever, busy.
Yeah.
What, just whatever, because she came home and all of a sudden her dads are getting divorced and they're selling the house and so Jeff is not on it. But they got Brian Stokes Mitchell to come back.
Okay.
So So everybody's coming back, and I don't know what's going to happen with Jaima. Because this is the other thing. Like, nothing makes any sense, because her and Will are married now, and they have a baby, but, like, she's not on the show. She was doing The Millers, but that got canceled, so who knows? Anyhow, it's just, it's been a train wreck, and it's just, they just keep, the cars just keep piling up. Great. It's like that huge snowstorm accident.
Oh, that, did you see that? The viral video?
Oh my God, that was horrific. I watched like 3 seconds, and I'm like, screaming, so I couldn't, but that's it. It's just like piling up, so whatever. It's almost done.
All right.
It's all going to come to an end soon. So anyhow, that, but Parenthood is back with its, it just ran its first of its like final 4 episodes. I'm so upset. And that thing just breaks my heart like every week. I love it.
Yeah.
It is so great. And I'm so sad that it's going to be gone.
Wow.
But yeah, so it's back for just this final handful, and it just is beautiful and wonderful and terrific. And I adore that.
You know me, I'm more of a movie person than I am a TV person.
Yeah.
So 2 indie films this week. Well, I went and saw the final version of The Hobbit. I did my Hobbit marathon, watched the first 2, and then saw the final one. And it wraps up very well.
Do once that's out on like streaming or
DVD.
I've watched it. I just wanted to do them all together over whatever our weekend.
Yeah. And it's worth it. I mean, it's kind of an afterthought after you've seen Lord of the Rings, you know, that blew me away, that whole series. And then going back to revisit Middle Earth in this way. And Martin Freeman is fantastic. The whole cast, what Peter Jackson does, the way he tells the story, it was drawn out. I mean, it's a short children's story that dragged out into 3 pictures. The battle scenes, I mean, Dave Jones is going to get mad at me, but the battle scenes just went on a little bit too long. But it's still, it's a worthwhile experience to see. And once it all comes, once all the extended editions come to DVD and Blu-ray, it's going to be a 9-hour story, just like the original Lord of the Rings trilogy. So you can have 18 hours worth of Peter Jackson's Middle Earth.
Good Lord.
But what I did go and do is Redboxed both Calvary, which is Brendan Gleeson's...
Yes.
Oh my God.
The priest one?
Uh-huh.
Oh my God.
In Ireland. That... And Chris O'Dowd, who plays a character very unlike Chris O'Dowd.
Oh,
it's... It's great. They're great UK actors.
You talk. I'm going to see if Chris O'Dowd is single. Go for it.
Okay. Well, I don't know. They're great UK actors in this beautiful little story. My God.
Oh, he's married. Okay. Sorry. All right. I'm done with that. Go on.
But it's an emotional roller coaster ride. This is, yes, there are humorous parts. Yes, there are dramatic parts. But buckle up, because if you're not ready for this, it's going to take you to some dark places.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a hell of an Emmett Walsh is in this. Hell of a great story. And Brendan Gleeson is phenomenal. I mean, everything he does is phenomenal. But this is well worth seeking out. If you're into art house Irish films, go and see this. Don't hesitate. The other one I got was Pride, which is based on a true story. So it's set in the same time period as Billy Elliot, which is the coal miner strike in the UK in the mid-80s.
Yeah.
Under Margaret Thatcher. But it's a group of gay and lesbian activists in London who decide to help out a small community. And because here's a group of people that have disposable income that they want to give to these people who are struggling, because they've experienced the same type of persecution in their minds.
Okay.
With police brutality and all this kind of stuff, because these miners were on the outs. I mean, they were trying to create a better life for themselves, but they became public enemy number one to the government and the police.
Yeah.
So these gay activists said, you know what, we know what you're feeling, and we want to help you out. But nobody in the greater London area wanted their help, because it was the mid-80s. You're like, fags, and we don't want you poofs around here. So they found a community, a little community in Wales, in South Wales, who... said, okay, mistakenly, they weren't quite sure where this money was coming from, but they appreciated the help, and then they realized it was a group of gay kids, and so it's, you know, both sides get changed by the experience, and very Kinky Boots kind of, mentality or dynamic, but it's based on a true story, which I didn't realize. The characters that are in this are real people, and they kind of give you the wrap-up at the end in terms of how they, but it's Imelda Staunton, and it's Bill Nighy. And it's Dominic West. And it's just, it's a phenomenal little movie that, again, gets lost on the radar either because A, it's a gay film, or B, it's a British film. But these are the kind of things that I wish people would.
It's a good film?
It is. It is a good film.
I'm just saying that's what tends to get lost.
I know. But if the subject matter doesn't bother you, go and see this. Because it's not like people are blowing each other.
If the subject matter doesn't bother you, then just... Ugh.
It's a story. It's a human interest story. And it's great. And it's a feel-good story. Because here are people who actually did something. When you get to the end and you find out what happens, mm-hmm. it's going to make you cry. Aww. So, and it just gives you hope that humanity can, you know, in the midst of all of this shit that we're going through in France and Australia and all this kind of stuff, it's just like, you know what, there's people who can do really good stuff in this world.
Yeah, we need a little hope, man.
So anyways, both of those films are available on Redbox. If you want a recommendation for this week to go get either one of those and you'll be more than happy with your $1.50 spent.
Cool.
All right. Box office this past week, not too surprising who wound up on...
No. People didn't go spend their $1.50 on those good films. People spent their, what, $10.50, $12.50?
$13 here on the East Coast.
Oh, my God. And Taken 3. What's wrong with all you people?
Yep.
Taken 3, $39 million.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. And then, This is what ticks me.
Yeah.
Like, fine, whatever. I like popcorn. I like action. I like dumb as much as the next person. Absolutely.
Yep.
Like, I am not that highbrow when it comes to movies, but it's still $39 million for Taken 3, $11 million for Selma.
But it's a black film. It's an urban film.
Oh, good Lord.
No, it's not. It's an incredible story about.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a people film.
Yeah.
All right. Then Into the Woods, $9.5 million. The Hobbit, just under $9.5 million, and Unbroken, $8 million.
Okay. This coming week, you better save up your pennies because there's at least 5 big movies hitting the theater all on Friday. Bradley Cooper, who I really can't stand, and you know very well, he moved his production office into my neighborhood. He's right down the street from you, by the way.
Yep.
In Dogtown.
A walk.
Yeah.
Back and forth in front of it. Just all day.
Pianist doorstep. Clint Eastwood's American Sniper.
Yeah, which this is going to be, it's going to be a huge film, but it's also huge, huge controversy.
Yeah.
Because it's about a real life sniper.
Yep.
Military sniper who is a racist,
Horrible,
murdering son of a bitch.
Now, Steven Spielberg was originally going to do this film.
Yeah. And so I guess the film does not show him that way.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen it, so I don't know how he's portrayed. But, I mean, the real person, just said some really horrific things. And I don't know if we should be making someone like that look like a hero. And, again, I haven't seen the film. And I hate when people, like, criticize stuff they haven't seen or, like, boycott it or whatever.
Based on a best-selling book.
Yeah. So, but if you want to see it, please do all of us, and including yourself, a favor and do a little research about the reality of this story and this person.
Yeah.
And enjoy the film for a film. And enjoy whatever it says or brings or get upset with whatever it says or brings. But make sure, please, you know the actual true story of this guy before you go see him portrayed as a hero.
Right. All right.
Soapbox.
Regard to the Sony hacking, cyber scam, Black Hat opens with Chris Hemsworth. Chris Hemsworth as a hacker. I don't know if I buy it, but whatever. Kevin Hart, Wedding Ringer. Big movie. Josh Gad. Big comedy.
Josh Gad is funny.
I know. He is funny. Julianne Moore and Still Alice. Again.
That book. Excellent. Excellent story.
Yeah.
I am totally enthralled with how she's going to portray this character.
And she is another actor who can do no wrong.
She was in Hannibal. Yes, she can.
No, but she still is phenomenal.
She can do no.
She can play Alec Baldwin's girlfriend on 30 Rock and make it a good character. And then for the family, Paddington, the CGI version of the classic British children's story.
I don't want to see him CGI. I want my, like, what I watched on PBS when I was a kid.
Well, but Colin Firth was originally hired to do the voice of the bear.
Oh, yeah?
And after they recorded it, they said, no, it's not the right, it's too old. Ooh. So they went with Ben Whishaw. Who is Q in the new James Bond films.
Oh, okay.
And he was in Cloud Atlas, and very talented young guy.
Yeah.
Coming to DVD and Blu-ray this week, Ben Affleck's Gone Girl, which I still haven't seen.
You have to see this.
It's going to be a while to get to Red
Box. And don't tell me how it reminds me, or reminds you of me. That's all I'm saying.
Really?
Don't.
Wow. Okay. I wasn't expecting that. if you can't get enough Liam Neeson, A Walk Among the Tombstones is available on DVD and Blu-ray this week.
Okay.
Playing a character not too far from what he plays in Taken. The Bridge, Season 2, which I know you watched the first season.
I did, and I want to watch the second one.
All right.
It wasn't on Hulu. Okay, cool.
Boardwalk Empire, Season 5. NYPD Blue, Season 8, with Ricky Schroeder.
Ooh.
And Facts of Life, the complete series.
Nice. I love it.
Yeah. At Redbox this week, A Walk in the Tombstones, A Walk Among the Tombstones. Mm-hmm. The Maze Runner, which was surprisingly good. I was not expecting much, went into the theater to see it. And
yeah, that's the boy version of Hunger Games, right?
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, really broad terms.
Yeah. Tina Fey, Jason Bateman in This Is Where I Leave You. Jane Fonda also plays their mother in that, which I'm willing to see just for that type of dynamic relationship. Jason Reitman's Men, Women, and Children. And then Redbox is doing this thing where they pick these random old school movies and throw them on there.
Yeah.
This week, George Lopez and J-Lo in Out of Sight.
All right, then.
1988.
Okay.
Shitty movie. It was bad. Trying to make Clooney into an action star. And what was the other one he did with Nicole Kidman? It's The Widowmaker?
I wasn't sure if you said it wrong or if he really was in it. What? It's George Clooney in that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Oh, what did I say? Did I say George Lopez?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I actually had that written in my notes as George Lopez. No, it's George Clooney.
And I didn't know if he was in it, too.
No, it's Clooney.
Okay. Yes.
That was funny. I don't know why I would have said, Jennifer Lopez, George Lopez. My brain and my fingers weren't in the right place. Anyways. Okay. Netflix this week, two Disney classics, Fantasia and Fantasia 2000. Don't write off 2000 because there's actually some elements of it that are very, very good.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
It maybe not quite the original, but no, totally worth it.
Yep. Clint Eastwood's Mystic River, which I still haven't seen that movie. Is that a... what's his face?
Dennis Lehane book.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, which he wrote, like, Gone Baby Gone, right. And Shelter Island. Like, so many. He's a great, great writer.
Yeah. Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit with Chris Pine. So if you're all hopped up on Chris Pine from Into the Woods, you can go and see this on Netflix. And then Gene Hackman's French Connection from 1971. Classic Gene Hackman film. At Hulu, again, three TV series that are coming to Hulu this week. Donnie Loves Jenny.
Oh, good Lord.
You know, she's in big trouble right now.
Why?
Because of these outbreaks in Southern California.
Oh, the measles outbreaks.
All of her non-vaccine things.
Yep.
So, measles at Disneyland.
Yep.
And whooping cough at all of these
very
astute, very... expensive, affluent daycare centers on the west side of Los Angeles, in Santa Monica and Brentwood. All these kids have whooping cough because none of these kids have been vaccinated.
They didn't. Yep.
So now you have an epidemic, and she's running because people are trying to get her to comment on it, and she won't say a damn thing.
Lies about vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it. I'm sure a kid doesn't get autism, which it wouldn't be the next vaccine anyhow.
Although Donald Trump came out today and was talking about autism and vaccines.
Whatever. People just go screw themselves.
Also on Hulu this week, Victoria Justice, the Nickelodeon, was it Nickelodeon? Or Disney XD or whatever. Mm-hmm. She had Victorious. Now she's getting a big grown-up girl series called MTV's Eye Candy. Yep. Going the Miley Cyrus route. And then Pierce Brosnan in a classic miniseries, Noble House from 1988.
Yeah.
Which was right off of his Remington Steele success. Yeah. So that's all I've got for streaming media this week, physical media.
All right. Well, I'm still humming this stupid Facts of Life song. Thanks.
Speaking of George Clooney.
Doing that. You're right.
Yep.
And do you know who sang that?
Who?
Robin Thicke's mom.
Get out. Well, did he? Did Alan Thicke wrote it?
Sad.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Anyhow. All right. Monday, Major Crimes, season finale on TNT. Tuesday, Parks and Rec is back, final season on NBC.
Which they go to the future. 2017.
Ooh. Yeah. All right, then. Tuesday, guess what else is back? And I thought this was completely gone. I was like, wait, what? And I had to go look up to make sure I wasn't reading something wrong. Kate Plus Eight is back on TLC.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and she's on the Celebrity Apprentice-y thing.
Oh, my God.
She got the bills to pay, baby. Ugh. Like, her ex-husband's helping her with it. Okay. Wednesday, Melissa and Joey and Baby Daddy are back on ABC Family. And then It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is back, along with the new show Man Seeking Woman on FXX. Don't forget that extra X. It's not FX. It's FXX. Don't watch the channel. Okay. All right, then. On Thursday, CW has the World Dog Awards.
What?
Celebrating dogs for their work in the military, health services, and entertainment. All right, then.
How much farther is this going to go?
Wait. Thursday, the Food Network channel, whatever it is showing the latest season of Chopped Canada. It was originally already on in Canada, but now it's here. Uh-huh. That's Dean McDermott, Tori Spelling's husband, hosts that.
Okay.
All right. Friday, World's Funniest Fails.
What?
Hosted by Terry Crews. And it's a celebrity panel of celebrities I've never heard of. And it's like America's Funniest Home Videos thing. Like, oh, dear God. Okay. And then, what we've been waiting for quite a while. I've been talking about this forever. Sci-Fi's new series, 12 Monkeys.
Oh, which my friend Chris Moffat is a writer on.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, based on the movie.
Yep.
Some things the same, some things different. But, yeah, that is finally on the air Friday.
They've already been picked up for a second season. So
nice.
Yeah.
Saturday night ABC is being really, really random and showing the Adam Sandler, Jennifer Aniston, Just Go With It. That movie, Brooklyn Decker too. Okay, whatever. But Saturday Lifetime is showing Whitney.
Oh, this is that biopic, right?
Whitney Houston.
Which somebody went and screened for Dionne Warwick and...
Oh, dear God. Yeah, all right. So anyhow, that's, you know, it.
Yeah.
Sunday, there's a new reality show on E! Christina Milian turned up. Whatever.
What?
Her family. It's a new, whatever. Just new reality. Uh-huh. Okay. Music this week. Kids Bop 27.
Holy crap, I'm old.
Not as bad as those Now things, but it's pretty close. All right. Finally, Meghan Trainor. Title. All About the Bass. It's... finally out after that single. Yeah. And then Mark Ronson's Uptown Special is out, featuring a whole bunch of guest artists, but including Uptown Funk with Bruno Mars.
Great tune.
Yeah. So that is on the album. Plus a bunch of other, I'm sure, really excellent stuff because it's Mark Ronson.
And he is much better than his sister, who is best known as Lindsay Lohan's ex-girlfriend.
All right.
And a neighbor of mine.
There you go. Soundtrack of My Life. It's a whole bunch of good, you know, standards.
Yep.
By Donny Osmond.
What?
Donny Osmond.
Like from classic Puppy Love Donny Osmond?
No, it's not his standards.
Oh, okay.
General. You know how Rod Stewart liked it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
Yeah. So it's the old classic standards we all know and love, but sung by Donny Osmond.
All right. He's trying to make a comeback.
Yeah. So, okay. Really cool. Live album, but it was recorded in 1985. Live at the Speakeasy, Suzanne Vega.
Ooh.
How cool would that be? So that's right when she was hitting really big.
Nice.
Yeah, very cool. That is out. And then Honeymoon in Vegas, original cast recording, is out. And Boardwalk Empire Volume 3.
Okay, this is Honeymoon in Vegas, the Broadway cast album.
The Broadway cast recording.
Yeah, not the movie.
Not the movie, yeah. Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, the stage.
Yep. Cast.
Okay, books this week. Don't have to say his name. Well, but
James Patterson.
We don't have to say it this Sorry. Week. Can we get a break? Why would you do it?
I don't know. Ah,
all right. But we will say Dean Koontz. That's a new one. Saint Odd. It's the finale, number 7 of the Odd Thomas series.
Which they made a movie out of that nobody went to see.
Yeah, I know. So now the series is over.
Great.
All right. John Green, who wrote Fault in Our Stars. Mm-hmm. But one of his early ones, Looking for Alaska, it's a new 10th anniversary edition. Mm-mm-mm. That. So if you're a big fan of Fault in Stars, you probably want to go pick this one up. Okay. If you haven't done all right. Okay. Punk Rock Blitzkrieg. My what? Life is Ramon by Marky. That is out this week. And then Sympathy for the Devil. 4 Decades of Friendship with Gore Vidal. Ooh. By Michael Newshaw. Anyhow, so he's a writer. He's written tons of books and for all kinds of publications and was friends with Gore Vidal for 4 decades.
Oh, there's got to be stories there.
Oh, yeah. So, another nonfiction, Resilience, 2 Sisters and a Story of Mental Illness. It's written by a woman who her growing up was kind of funky. It's like her parents joined a cult in Europe and like this whole huge thing and send her and her sister off to boarding schools and ends up she's had very serious bipolar illness. Mm-hmm. And her sister, who does not have it, has kind of stood by her and been an advocate for her. That is written by Jesse Close. So the sister is Glenn Close.
Oh, wow. I didn't even make the connection.
Yeah. Yeah. So that should be very interesting.
Wow.
So like I said, it's written by her sister. It's autobiography about her life, but they had a crazy ass childhood. Mm-mm. So that just that part will be interesting. But then overcoming mental illness and dealing with mental illness and as either yourself dealing with it or dealing with it with a family member.
Okay.
So that's out. Okay. Oh, bad news for
what?
Broadway fans.
What?
If then.
Yeah. Oh, it's closing.
Closing March 22nd.
Which is funny because we just got the audition notice for replacement castings, which took place last week, I think.
Okay.
So they're not going to use any of those people.
Yeah, or it won't be on for long. Yep. So anyhow, that's announced as closing its doors. But good news.
Yeah.
It was speculated, but it is for sure. She's playing Shug Avery. Jennifer Hudson is finally coming to Broadway.
Oh, right.
In The Color Purple. Now, we thought she plays Celie, but she's not. But okay. She is definitely going to be part of the cast.
Yeah.
And, yeah, this will be her Broadway debut, which is slightly... Because she won, like, Oscar for Dreamgirls.
Yep.
But she hasn't taken it to the stage. So that will be something to see.
Good for her.
Yeah. Very cool.
Lots of entertainment news this week. Hollywood is mourning the loss of Time Machine and the Bird star Rod Taylor. I know you just recently saw The Birds. The Time Machine is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah.
He was a very talented guy.
Oh, yeah, he was great.
Very charismatic. He was kind of the George Clooney of his era, you know, who kind of carried himself with that swagger.
Yeah.
Also, we lost producer Sam Goldwyn Jr., who was the son of, you know, the big MGM producer Sam Goldwyn, who died at 81. Golden Globes wrap up. Again, neither one of us took the time to watch it. I abhor awards ceremonies. Quick look, Boyhood won for Best Drama. Now, this is the Hollywood Foreign Press, and they always use it as a bellwether. Like, how are the Oscars going to play out? Let's see what the Golden Globes are going to do.
Yeah.
Best Animated Feature went out to Train Your Dragon 2. Best Musical Comedy went to Grand Budapest Hotel. Did you ever see that?
Yes, I love it.
Wes Anderson. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah, but that is my favorite. I have enjoyed other, like, Desjardins Limited and stuff.
Yeah.
Fantastic Mr. Fox, I did not love.
Yeah, I'm the stop motion guy. I adore it.
I don't really get it so much. Yeah. But no, Grand Budapest Hotel, I loved.
Yeah, fantastic. Best screenplay went to Birdman, Alejandro Iñárritu. Great, great great movie. I have nothing but good things to say about what they did with that film. Best Supporting Actress went to Patricia Arquette from Boyhood. Eddie Redmayne won for playing Stephen Hawking in The Theory of Everything.
Oh, good.
Which is sitting here. I need to watch that. Julianne Moore won for Still Alice. Michael Keaton won for Birdman. And this, if this does not put Michael Keaton back on the A-list, I don't know what will, because he busted his ass in this film. And Tim Burton is ready to pull the trigger on Beetlejuice 2. And I think it's the right time. Amy Adams won for... What did she win for?
Which one? Big Eyes?
Big Eyes, yes. Thank you. It was Big Eyes. J.K. Simmons won for Best Supporting.
And...
What?
On the TV side?
Yep.
CW won its first one.
Really?
Yes. For Jane the Virgin.
Oh. Oh. For,
actress.
You want to tell the story?
No, I'm not telling the story.
All right.
That is not a story for public. But anyhow, CW finally won a Golden Globe.
Wow. Well, and Netflix did too, because or Amazon Prime, Amazon original series for Transparent, which I've
Transparent won a bunch. Yeah, that's so excellent.
Billy Bob Thornton and Fargo won for FX. For a miniseries, and Richard Linklater won for director for Boyhood. Kevin Spacey won for House of Cards. Whatever. It's their awards. They mean nothing, but I'm just doing that as a courtesy for people who haven't looked. Felicia Rashad stepped down. I'm sorry, I've got a throat lozenge in my mouth to try and keep me from coughing.
So disappointed in her.
Well, she stepped on a political landmine. And I understand what she was trying to do in terms of Bill being her TV husband, and she felt some sense of, I don't know, instinct in terms of just defraying it, but she didn't really realize what she was setting herself up for.
Well, no, because she wouldn't have done it, but it doesn't matter. Stupid. She basically said, ignore these women. They're all lying.
Yeah. Well, and she was trying to say, what was her quote? That's their truth as opposed to his truth.
Whatever.
This is such a hot button issue right now all over the place. I mean, they made some really funny jokes on Golden Globes. But
they also, guess who else is making really, quote, funny jokes about it?
Who?
Bill Cosby.
Oh, well.
He's on tour now.
Yeah.
And he's making jokes about it.
It was a throwaway. I actually saw the clip. It was a throwaway line where some woman got up to supposedly go to the bathroom, and she said, I'm going to get some coffee or something. And he said, yeah, well, you're not supposed to get coffee with me or something like that. You have to watch out when you're getting... Yeah. I don't know. He's in a world of hurt, and I don't see any way out of this for him. Here's a guy who gave us so much over the years, and the whole thing has just gone to shit. I don't know. I mean, people like J.J., Judd Apatow came out and said he wants to see him in jail. Because this whole thing has turned into a horror story. And there were even more women who came out and admitted. I think there were three more.
Yeah, it's like two dozen now. Yeah. And my thing is, and this is what I've, you know, said with all different controversial law, justice issues we've been dealing with. Take it to court. Let's see. Yeah. That's my problem with everything.
It's just all playing out in public opinion, and Gloria Allred is in her...
Let's think it's some actual facts.
She's like a hog in slop right now.
Right. Anyhow.
Real entertainment news. John Travolta will be the Jessica Lange of Ryan Murphy's new FX anthology series, American Crime Story, which they're apparently going to take crimes like the O.J. Simpson thing and, you know, adapt them for the
headline. So it's going to be like SVU.
Yeah, well, kind of, I guess. a lot of casting news. Edward James Olmos is joining the cast of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. In a mysterious role, quote unquote. FX Fargo is going to add Ted Danson, Patrick Wilson, and Gene Smart for season 2.
What's he doing? Ted Danson. He's on
CSI.
Hey, yeah.
I don't know, but he was doing the HBO show at the same time.
Busy, busy man.
Yep. Disney, for whatever reason, is remaking Pete's Dragon.
Okay. Yeah, this is crazy. Go with this news.
Dexter's Michael C. Hall.
What?
This was not a good movie to begin with. And now, whatever. I don't know. Here's what I'm excited about. Netflix original series, David Wayne's Wet Hot American Summer. Nice. Everybody is coming back for this thing.
Nice.
And this movie, if you have not seen this movie, you owe it to yourself to see it. Janine Garofalo, David Hyde Pierce, Ken Marino, it's just the guys from the state. It's just
state people and
Amy Poehler. Yeah. I just,
So great.
Yes. Fox has ordered a TV pilot for Steven Spielberg's Minority Report. Again, Hollywood wants to take things that people know and make them into other things so that you're sure to watch it. Mm-hmm. Arrow gets season 4, which is great. I'm very happy about that because the first 3 seasons rocked. We're still waiting for the second half of season 3. Flash gets a season 2. Very happy. They've also extended Supernatural for another season after saying that this current season was the last one.
Crazy. Oh, that's been on forever.
Well, I think what happened was they were trying to set up a spinoff and it didn't sell. So now they're going to do another season and try to do another spinoff.
All right, then.
Whatever. Dave Johnson's going to be happy. Rumors were swirling this week that Batman vs. Superman will be split into 2 films or a sequel or a special Batman prequel movie would be released before the movie. But Henry Cavill said nerds need to calm down because that's not going to happen. with Twin Peaks coming back to television, Chris Hardwick, the Nerdist, had Gillian Anderson on his podcast the other day and has started this movement to pitch X-Files 2015, which she is very much behind. That would start with a series that would pick up from where the left after the last movie finished, with Scully and Mulder coming back to do more.
So right.
It's possible. Anything's possible at this point. Personally, I wouldn't mind seeing it, considering the last few seasons of X-Files that had Annabeth Gish. And I wasn't so thrilled with, but...
Yeah.
David's not doing anything right now, right? Californication's done.
Yeah.
So, who knows? All right, final news. We're running long. Last week on Disney XD's Star Wars Rebels, Frank Oz returned to voice Yoda.
Cool.
In the disembodied voice of Mentor Yoda. Next week, Billy Dee Williams is back as Lando Calrissian.
Nice!
Hot damn!
Cool.
They're introducing the character as... you know, who he was before he met Han Solo and stuff like that. It's the clip I saw and the behind-the-scenes stuff. These guys are really teeing up what is going to become the super huge Star Wars momentum once the new movie comes out.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done. Entertainment news. Drop the mic. Go.
Kim and Kanye have a new neighbor in the house they're building because they're, like, living with Chris because they're taking, like, 6 years or whatever to build this, like, monstrosity of a house.
Yeah.
Anyhow, new neighbor.
Who?
Ray J.
Ah! So is the
now, first of all, how this boy has $3 million to buy a house?
Well, sex tape is probably still selling, right?
No idea. It must be. I just, no idea.
He has an eBay account or something and just sells it that way.
I don't know. Oh, anyhow.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
So that is going to be fun block party.
Hey. Hey.
Woo!
Three-way sex tapes. There you go.
All right.
We have a contest this week?
We do. It's another documentary.
Yeah.
It's from Disinformation. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it wrong. And scheduled this contest, I was like, damn, I have to say this now. Who killed Alex Bordalakis? Don't laugh. Because this was not autistic Chicago teenager who was autistic, but like health-wise, he was okay. And then he started having very serious problems. And because he was mute and severely autistic, there was lots of trouble finding out what was wrong with him. And even though it was physical, he was, like, locked in restraints because he was out of control. And anyhow, his mother and godmother planned his death.
Oh, wow.
To end his suffering. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, it's a documentary about this, so it's a lot about problems in the healthcare system in the U.S. So very sad, but some very important things we need to learn about and fix.
All right. So you can check them out. You can sign up to win a copy of that on dvdverdict.com/contest. As always, thank you guys for tuning in, putting up with this nonsense and my sore throat. Thank you for reading our reviews at dvdverdict.com, for listening to our podcast at dvdverdict.com, and for sticking with us as we transition to a new version of the site, a WordPress version of the site, within less than a month.
Woo-hoo.
All right. Until next week, Melissa Ann, take it away.
Why does gladness become sadness? Things that I don't get. Someone's always saying goodbye.